Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
And we're coming to you almost live.
Almost.
At least more live than the last couple weeks.
Yeah, certainly not 3 weeks in advance this time.
Why? What happened?
We went to Disneyland. Yay!
So, guess what we're talking about this week?
Is it our trip to Disneyland?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's pretty much
and, it. And, like, all the stuff that we missed while we were gone, too.
Well, some of the stuff, because there was a lot of stuff.
Yeah. The important things that we missed while we were gone.
The heavy hitters.
Yeah.
Brandon, before we get to that, what's your nerd thing this week? Is it our trip to Disneyland?
No, actually.
Oh.
Since we were gone for a large chunk of April.
Yes.
The tax debt filing deadline is fastly looming.
Yes. Fastly? Fastly, yeah. Okay.
I'm verklempt over it, so I'm using
rather
poor...
Because you're so poor grammar.
So I have to do your taxes because I'm an accountant.
And yours.
And you make me do them.
Yeah. I will.
It's awful.
Grammatically anyway, edit everything.
That's my nerd thing.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yay,
do you know what my nerd thing was? Is
I'm not even a tax accountant, by the way.
No, but you're still an accountant. Do you know what my nerd thing is? It was our trip to Disneyland.
A fact. And all the things that you have on and near you right now.
Okay, so while recording, I have a cat on me, but I'm wearing my new ears. I got Main Street Electrical Parade ears, and I'm wearing them. And I did not buy a Loungefly.
But those are Loungefly.
These are Loungefly ears.
So those came out of your Loungefly budget.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
And I also, helping us record, we have some other merch. Because we were there for the return of the Main Street Electrical Parade, they had new popcorn and sippers, a popcorn bucket and a sipper. And I love Pete's Dragon, and I think it's severely underrated. But the Elliot, I don't know why I'm wiggling it around. No one can see it. It's a podcast.
Yes.
But it lights up, and it's really cool.
Big float in the parade.
Yes.
And then the sipper is also a float
in
the parade.
Yeah, it's a little turtle, and he's, like, ridiculously adorable.
He is quite cute.
You also have some merch that you've got rocking right here.
You told me to wear my ears as well.
And not only did I tell you that, I went and got them and put them on your head.
Yes,
you
did.
You had your first pair of Mickey ears.
Yeah. They're the main attraction Space Mountain Mickey ears.
Yes. Yeah, you were thinking,
special edition.
You were humming and hawing between that and the Star Wars ones. And you went for the Space Mountain ones. They're very cool.
I was looking jealously at the light up Star Wars ones from the past, because there was quite a few people walking around the park with those ones. The current light up ones I wasn't super big on, but the old ones that had like the kind of the viewfinder screen style on them, those were cool. I would have got those if they were.
Yeah, but they didn't. So Space Mountain was, and you also have a helper.
I do. I have Mousy.
What's Mousy?
He's the mouse droid popcorn bucket. That's what he is. He's Mousy.
So yes, I've definitely got some nerd stuff going on, and let's shout out my family members.
So, I said that Disney should pay us a little bit of a commission.
Yeah.
Because all our wonderful pictures and good times from Disneyland inspired some of your family members to go. They're there right now.
Yeah. So, we're recording this on Friday, and my sister and my mom are walked through the gates, I don't know, a couple hours ago, basically.
Yeah.
If a couple hours ago.
We've been home for 4 days.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, that's hilarious. And
awesome, and I hope they have a great time.
Yeah.
So
Disney's awesome, so I don't blame them for being...
Vicariously living through them now.
I don't blame them for being jealous.
Now I'm jealous again. We should book another trip.
No. It's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
Just loop it. Like, loop it.
No.
Also, Brandon, what are you drinking?
Well, I am drinking something very special.
Mm-hmm.
We brought home a couple of them. But this is the very last Ballast Point Brewing Company beer, which is the brewery in downtown Disney. And it's pretty tasty.
Yeah, we went there one evening.
They have a whole bunch of them. This one is the Wee Gus Hoppy Lager.
Ooh, but you sound very Scottish saying that.
Well, it's Wee Gus.
Wee Gus. That's cool. I liked going to Ballast Point.
Mm-hmm.
That was good. I'm not drinking a special beer like that or anything. I drank mine already. I am drinking strawberry, like a liqueur thing. It was good. It's kind of local, I guess. More local than Disney, anyway. And that takes us Moon Knight. We caught up.
We did. We binged.
Mm-hmm.
First time we've binged a Disney Plus show, because we usually are watching it the day it comes out. But yeah, we watched three episodes in a row, back to back to back, because we were gone and we couldn't watch them live.
Exactly. And spoiler free, what'd you think?
This is the most unique Disney Plus show so far.
WandaVision.
WandaVision was unique. This one is more standalone than that. WandaVision was tied into the MCU and had a lot of baggage from that. This is like, this, I draw it more parallels to like Jessica Jones.
Oh, okay.
From the Netflix MCU stuff, because it's dealing a lot with trauma and mental illness. I like that.
Oof, I know.
A little bit of heavy stuff in there. Yeah. It's cool.
I'm really liking it. I want to reserve judgment until the last episode.
One more episode left. Yeah. So we'll see. But I'm digging it really good, like right now. So.
Me too. It is currently in line for my second favorite Disney Plus Marvel show.
Yeah. It's right up there for me. And,
well, again, we'll see.
Some of the reading I've been doing, people are like dragging the special effects.
I don't know. I think it fits it well, though.
Yeah, okay. So, like, the green screen kind of weird effect, because I think they're using sort of the Mandalorian semi-green screen technology for some of the scenes. But it gives it, like, kind of like a dreamlike state, which fits really well with the plot of the series. So, I don't know. I think it works, and I don't hold that against it.
Yeah. I'm just curious to see what happens in the last
episode. There is a lot of good special effects in it, too.
Also that.
So I can't really talk about that without having any spoilers, but
right. Yeah, that's okay. We will have an episode coming up soon ish.
Mm-hmm. And, the other Marvel thing is, how many days till Doctor Strange, Wanda movie.
I can't wait to see, I can't wait to see Scarlet Witch in the Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, hold on. This comes out on Monday. So then we're down to 4 days.
Oh man. Crazy. We're back into the year of Marvel Part 2, basically.
Marvel dose. okay, so we are definitely... I'm so excited to watch that. But that is spoiler-free, so it's really hard to talk about Moon Knight. I'm really hoping we get a Doctor Strange kind of tie-in, or maybe a last trailer, even though they said it was a final trailer with Moon Knight. Like, I'm hoping there's a something.
I don't think so. I think this one is... basically built to stand alone.
Yeah, well, I thought that about What If too.
Yeah, I would say this would tie in more to Thor, because there's a whole lot of stuff with gods,
right? Okay,
and the new Thor movie's really playing up the whole the gods are real things out, but they're out in space, and Moon Knight deals with that as well. So I would see it being more tied to that. And we'll see if it actually does or not.
I don't know. Just the timing. Like, it literally ends 2 days before Doctor Strange comes out. So, I don't know. Feels...
No, I don't. I don't think so. All right. I don't think so.
All right. Well, that takes us to the news. Disney A News Update. Okay. News item number one. You already mentioned it. Doctor Strange coming out here a matter of days now. And we got a new trailer, a new poster and all that fun stuff. What do you think?
Cool.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
They're showing a lot of stuff in the trailers, which makes me wonder what's going to be in the movie.
That's exactly right. That's what I said too, right? When I squealed during the last one, I was like, seriously, what are they holding back?
Like, they've gone so far as to use the actual word Illuminati.
I know.
What are they still keeping? Yeah, I don't know. There's going to be mutants or something, like, for sure.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
We're gonna have to figure out more than one mutant because we already know there's one mutant in there. So
they're
doing some crazy stuff with this movie, and it's gonna blow my mind.
We're gonna have to figure out how to watch this like opening night, because otherwise we're gonna have to stay off the internet until we can watch it.
this would be a shut down the internet type of situation.
For sure.
Yeah.
Speaking of trailers, we got a Chip and Dale one. What did you think of this?
Okay, I was going to like save this till the end. But...
Oh, okay. But just, we were talking about Doctor Strange, so let's talk new trailers.
Okay. Maybe let's talk about Thor first. Okay. Because that's more close. That's MCU. Keep MCU
Deal.
Together.
Thor Love and Thunder. We got a trailer for that. First look at female Thor.
Mighty Thor.
Mighty Thor.
Yeah.
What did you think of this trailer?
Oh, I thought it was great.
Right?
Guns N' Roses playing. Just
fits so well.
So good. Mm-hmm. I just liked everything about it. It's beautifully shot and looks like super fun.
Title card looks super fun.
Title card is perfect, and mm-hmm. like the Guardians of the Galaxy being in there. It's just the
especially with the Guns N' Roses.
The tone is so good. It's like I'm excited for this.
Yeah, I'm really well. I mean, like, I just knew this was going to be a fun ride in the first place, but this is just really confirming it. And then, like you said, we had Doctor Strange. We got a title card for Haunted Mansion now. And then the other trailer is Chip and Dale. Do you want to talk about that
now?
Or?
Okay. Chip and Dale.
Okay.
You're like, hey, there's a Chip and Dale trailer. And I was like, oh, I knew there was something for Chip and Dale coming out. And I don't know. I wasn't paying that much attention to it.
Right.
Chip and Dale are not my favorite Disney characters.
But I love them.
I liked Rescue Rangers. Yeah. I thought Rescue Rangers was pretty cool. But like the rest of Chip and Dale, I don't like them in the Mickey cartoons because they're kind of jerks.
Poor Donald.
Yeah. And Pluto.
Yeah.
And they just torment everyone. Yeah. That was their thing in the Mickey cartoons. But
And everyone really loves them, so you're like, why do people
love
them? Yeah,
and I think they're a little overrated, but they were fun at Goofy's
Kitchen.
They were
super fun at Goofy's Kitchen.
Which we'll talk about later. I was like, okay, fine, well, whatever. We'll watch it. And we turned it on, and like it started, and I was like, what is going on? And like I kept saying that as...
Yeah.
And like, how did this get made? It's super postmodern.
Yes.
And adult oriented.
Totally.
Like it's
they
it's
reference like, Chippendale's dancers.
Like that was the first that was the first thing. It was like
I thought it was like a fan made thing. I'm like, what are we
Yeah,
watching?
I was like, did we click on the wrong thing?
Right?
It's basically Roger Rabbit's spiritual successor is what I can
I like that reference.
It feels it's cartoons in the real world and interacting with humans, but like they're adult, like it's weird, and I'm there for it.
Absolutely,
it looks so fun.
So I will tell you right now, of course, I'm on a lot of Disney social media. People are not happy.
That's what I was saying is like, how did this get made? Because I think it's awesome. I'm guessing a lot of Disney fans are probably ticked off.
Right. But I mean, the slogan is literally, it's not a remake, it's a comeback. Like, if you're expecting a remake here, you're not getting it. You're getting something completely different. My favorite thing in the trailer was, I believe, which one is it? I want to say it's Dale, maybe? Yeah, I think it's Dale. Has the, okay, everyone knows I had the 3D surgery, plastic surgery.
Well, that's the thing. Not only are they mixing live action and animation, they're mixing different, like, completely different animation styles.
It's
from, like, the 30s style all the way up to 3D computer animation. And and the two chipmunks are animated differently.
Yep.
And it's, like, part of the plot. And, like, I'm just like, oh, this is so good.
I'm so excited
and
for
I'm sad that a lot of people will be angry about it, but
I hope people give it a chance.
Yeah, give it a chance.
Really cool. That is coming out later this month, so I'm so excited for it. We are going to be watching this one as soon as it comes out, just so you are aware.
Yeah. Because it's gonna be a busy May. Let me tell you.
Let's talk about May in general here.
Well, we got the last episode of Moon Knight
next week,
and then we got Doctor Strange coming out
also next week. Yeah,
and then we got the Chip and Dale movie.
Yep.
And then guess what else we have?
Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's a busy month.
It is a very busy month. It's going to be May.
Thanks, Justin.
Okay. So that's all exciting. So let's talk parks now.
Oh, well, we were just there, so we're experts now.
Exactly, totally experts. Well, this news came out, like, yesterday or something. Paradise Pier Hotel, this was rumored, it has now been confirmed as being rethemed to Pixar. Very mid-century, modern style, looks pretty cool. I looked at some of the original art that's going in there. We walked by Pixar Pier, Paradise Pier a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how when you walk by, there's, like, the, I think it's, like, a Goofy in the...
Yeah, big statue
in
the
that's
lobby.
Going away.
Yeah.
Instead, you're going to have the lamp on top of the ball.
Perfect.
So that's pretty cool.
So this absolutely makes perfect sense because the Paradise Pier Hotel was kind of retrofitted in the first place because it was owned by like Holiday Inn or something weird. I don't know. And Disney bought it and they made it their California Adventure themed hotel because it is close to California Adventure.
Yep.
Although you have to walk all the way around to get in.
It's true.
But it is close. It's just across the street. And it was themed to that the boardwalk style,
very
the
beachy
California thing, yeah. and that made sense at the time. Now that California Adventure has been rethemed to Pixar, this makes perfect sense to make Pixar.
Oh yeah, totally. And the other thing that was really cool hanging above that that I really like, again, I don't know if they'll do this, but it looks like, you know, like mobiles above a crib.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks kind of like that, except they're kind of like abstract figures for different Pixar movies. So there's one and it's like the figure from Soul and like Piano Keys. And then there's another one and it's like Monsters, Inc. And so
kind of minimalist style.
Very yeah. minimalist. Well, okay. So anyway, that's pretty cool. And I like that they're bringing in, I mean, don't get me wrong, they're going to lean into Toy Story and things like that. And all the power to them. Toy Story's awesome. It was the original, things like that. But I like that they're bringing in other things. It's not a Toy Story hotel. It's a Pixar in general. Yeah. So
well,
and
Pixar
cool.
has a lot of good things.
I was trying to like pick out all the things that it was kind of not, you didn't get all of them from the artwork, but like I saw Coco in there. I saw like, so I like that there's
even
a huge
even
mix.
The weakest Pixar movie, Cars.
You gotta,
Cars 2.
You gotta.
Yeah. Well, I am fighting a bit of a cold. But yeah, anyway, it's still pretty good, so.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of hotels, it was a big day for news, basically, this week, or a big week for news. Magic Bands have been confirmed. They are happening this year. There's no specific date, but we heard before they were rumored probably this year. They've reconfirmed, yes, and in Walt Disney World, Magic Bands Plus is coming again.
Right, the Disneyland ones are going to be only Plus.
Right.
So... The Walt Disney World ones are going to use both for a while, and then the old ones might not work anymore. I don't know.
My guess on this is summer.
I mean, that makes sense. They plan everything around Christmas and summer, basically.
Well, and now Halloween, which is my next news
that
item.
That is true. Halloween has become very
it
large.
It is currently halfway to Halloween. There's lots of different treats and things like that, and they announced a bunch of different stuff. So right now, you can get a cheddar pickle corn dog in Downtown Disney and the spooky churro.
Spooky at
the California Churro booth, also in Downtown Disney. That one looks amazing. It's covered in peanut butter and Reese's Pieces, which is my favorite candy. We literally missed this by like 3 days.
Yeah, yeah. We didn't even have a corn dog while we were there. But,
no, I know. We made really good use of food and wine.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Also, as part of this, they have announced Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party is coming back to Walt Disney World. This is a pretty big deal because they didn't have it last year. And get this, we're talking about Halloween being a big deal. Starts August 12th.
That's insane.
Right? Every year it's like earlier.
Just push it,
and
push
earlier.
It earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so August 12th.
That's crazy.
So that's Walt Disney World. Tickets go on sale May 18th unless you're a hotel guest. Again, this is Disney World. You can start purchasing May 12th, which is like right away. So,
so if you have a hotel reservation,
I'm guessing. So they just said hotel guests. So yeah,
I would imagine you'd have to have a hotel reservation for that period, and then you. Can,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Speaking of Halloween, guess what's coming back to Disneyland?
Well, it says here, Oogie Boogie Bash.
Good job. You read my notes.
Yeah.
Good job. Yeah.
Okay.
This looks like literally. I love Halloween. If I had to pick between Halloween and Christmas, I'd pick Christmas, but...
I would pick Halloween, but...
I think in Disneyland, if I could pick one event to go to, it would be Oogie Boogie.
Of the After Hours events...
Right?
At the top by a mile is the Halloween
right?
Ones.
It looks so, so
And,
good.
Like, Oogie Boogie's
is definitely
beats them all.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, because there's other Halloween
yeah,
events.
There's the Not So Scary and things yeah. like that. Yeah, but it's Oogie Boogie Bash looks amazing.
Like I would like to go to a Star Wars After Hours one, but...
So those are coming up here right away.
But...
Yeah.
Yeah, that Oogie Boogie is so cool.
Oh, so good. Yeah, so we had some news items. Again, we obviously couldn't touch on everything because, you know... It was like 3 weeks worth of news.
It was, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But these are the big recent ones.
That's what was tickling our fancy anyway.
Exactly, mm-hmm, exactly. Mm-hmm. So let's go to the main topic. At the park.
Okay, deep breaths. Have you recovered yet?
No.
Okay. I didn't think so. Are your feet still aching?
Yesterday I went to go put on heels before I went to work and my feet were like, nope.
So that is the warning. If you're going to Disneyland or any theme park for more than one day, your feet are gonna hurt.
Oh yes.
A lot.
So let's, if you didn't hear our Best Laid Plans episode from a couple weeks ago, definitely go listen to that. But just to refresh your memory, we had 5-day park hoppers, and from back when, from the Canadian resident tickets from back before 2020.
Back in the day.
In the before times. And then we did 2 days at Knott's and 1 day Universal. Okay. So, yeah, like you said, feet, and our last day was actually Dapper Day. So, while we didn't have absolutely ridiculous shoes, they were not maybe the most comfortable in the world.
I was dreading those shoes that I wore, but they're actually very comfortable. For like, if you looked at them, you would not expect them to, like, we walked another like solid 30 kilometers day, and I thought my feet were going to literally fall off.
Yep.
Especially after having done all the other part, because that was our last, very last day.
Literally our last day.
But I got no blisters. My feet were just like mildly sore.
Yep. Oh, mine were majorly sore, but no blisters. And like you said, you were worried about your feet, but you were really worried about mine.
Yeah, I was really worried. And you seemed to do okay.
I did all right. I kept up just fine. Yeah. I was very, very happy to take those off at the end of the night. But yeah, and I was happy to not be walking the next day.
Didn't even hurt as much as ski boots, honestly.
Really?
Not even close.
No, what do we say? We were method acting Ethan Hawke's character in Moon Knight.
No spoilers! Oh, wait, that's the first scene.
That literally is the first scene. It's before the credits roll on the first scene. Okay. Do we want to go chronological? Do we want to give overall thoughts? Do we want to go by park? What are we thinking here?
I'm thinking we do this in categories.
Okay, I like categories.
Okay, so let's start with Disney, because that was our big thing. Or did you want to do other? Do you want to do other first?
Let's do other first.
Okay.
Okay.
So other. Let's start with Universal.
All right.
Because we were there one day.
Yes. That was enough.
It was
had fun, though.
It's a fun park. Yeah. There's a lot of cool stuff, especially if you're a Harry Potter fan. Yep. Like,
I was so impressed with that area.
Universal, because like the last time we were in Universal, they hadn't built any Harry Potter stuff, and they had just made the Simpsons ride, but they hadn't done any of the theming around it yet. It was just the ride.
That's right. There wasn't like a land with
It wasn't a land or anything. And then they've of course re-themed the Jurassic Park ride.
I know.
But they did anyway. It's changed a lot since we were there. I think there was one ride that we were on that had not changed.
So for me, the Simpsons ride was the same, but like you said, the re-theming all around it. And that was literally the only thing. There was still a tram tour, but a bunch of it had changed. There was still Jurassic Park, but it was now Jurassic World, so a bunch of it had changed.
Yeah.
That was basically.
So Universal's big on change is one of the things, and it's also very small. So if you're tired, it's better because you don't have to walk as much.
True.
And you could do it in half a day.
Yeah. It's a half day park.
If you weren't like worried about missing stuff or stopping to smell the roses. We had ridden most of the rides by 11 a.m.
Yep.
Because
we rope dropped.
We were there at their rope drop.
Their rope drop, yeah. There at opening.
We were there right at opening, and we got on everything, pretty much the big ones, except for Life of Pets, which is brand new.
Yep.
And in a couple years, that won't be such a pain. Because there was a whole virtual queue boarding pass system that we had to navigate.
Which worked totally fine.
It was fine.
We just did that in the afternoon instead. Yeah.
It was so fun that I didn't even know it was until I was like, oh, I should look at the app. And it was like later in the morning, and there was still stuff available. So it wasn't like the end of the world to like do things.
And that was cute. That was fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything was cute and fun. Universal really likes screens.
All right. So I have three takeaways from Universal. So number one, it had totally changed.
Completely changed.
It was like very almost unrecognizable from what I did before. Like I said, tram tours still existed, but it was different. And
the only ride that I really other than the Simpsons, which we had done before, was the escalator down to the lower level.
Oh, that's true. That is true. That's like an attraction.
It's like, I was like, oh, yeah, this seems familiar, but.
Thing number two was they have upped their theming a lot, and I'm here for it, and it's awesome.
Yeah, especially in the new areas.
Yeah, the new areas. The Simpsons area, they did really, really well with, and Harry Potter, they did really, really well with. They're blocking, I mean, it's hard to come from Disney and go there. Like, if you weren't comparing that, you'd be like, oh, this is impressive. But, like, when you're, say, in
you're in Springfield and you can see Hogwarts.
Yeah.
It's a little bit, but, like, it's such a small area. They do incredible things with the tiny land space.
And their attractions are awesome. And thing number three, as someone who gets motion sick quite easily, this was a hard one for me because their reliance on screens is insane.
Oh, everything has a screen.
I was popping gravel like crazy and I was still like not okay.
Everything has a screen.
Yeah, every single thing. Except, I mean, okay, Jurassic World has a screen, but it's not like you're not staring at it the whole time.
No.
Everything else is screen based.
Yeah.
And I get it's a space thing.
Jurassic World is the most physical, but it still has a big screen.
Yeah.
And then the other most physical one would be The Mummy, and that has some screen use as well.
That's true. Oh, or Flight of the Hippogriff.
Right. Okay. That's the only ride in the entire park that doesn't have a screen.
You're absolutely right. Even like the tram tour does.
Tram tour has lots of screens,
and a lot of them like rely almost completely on screens. So that's a takeaway. If you're someone like me,
any motion sickness at all, bring gravel.
Yeah,
is the
I'm
big
glad
tip.
I had some along. Had I known, I would have planned accordingly, and it wouldn't have bugged me as much.
Yeah,
but there were some times where I'm like, I need to sit down.
And I have like no motion sickness, and even me after a couple of the rides, I was like, ooh.
Yeah, at one point, the lineup, I think it was Transformers, it was very long. And in the queue, you were like, oh, maybe we should do this again. And we got off and I said, do you want to loop it? And I'm in my mind, I'm like, please say no, please say no. And you're like, no, you said something like, no, you need a break. You can't imagine how rough I am. And I'm I'm going to suck on this gravel.
I could have done it.
Yeah.
And survived, but I knew that it affects you much more. Yes. So
I have like a ginger lozenge going on.
But yeah, no, it's a fun park.
It's super fun. And I had my butterbeer.
Yeah, butterbeer, awesome.
Yes.
I
so
love
good.
Butterbeer.
We didn't get the hot one. We got the frozen and we got the regular. Both
We can compare that to the milk stand after.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Because those are very, yeah. The other cool food item that we got there.
Oh, yes.
And this was by mistake because we had bought the daily like fill cup, or we were trying to at that point.
Yes.
And the trouble with the Universal is that they have drink packages and food packages that are all you can eat and all you can drink. So where those are offered, the lineups are massive.
Right.
And to get just even to get the cup, because we had waited a little later in the morning.
Yeah, because we went hard our first. Like,
yeah,
hour.
we went ride focused in the morning, and then we're like, oh, we should get a drink so we can start using this package because it's like $17 and you can drink pop all day.
Yep.
As much as you want, and that's a pretty good deal for two people in a theme park.
Exactly.
Whatever.
No, it worked really well for us
because we got our money's worth when we finally
got
it.
Yeah.
But we tried to get. We saw a short line, and they had the sign that they were selling these souvenir cups, and we were like, "Oh, cool! It's the donut stand in Springfield."
Yeah.
And we're standing in line. We were just going to get the drink, and we're like, "Oh, those donuts look kind of cool because they're like cake sized donuts.
Yeah,
like,
they're huge.
They're literally as big as your head.
Yeah.
Because
it's Springfield donuts.
Yeah, and there's like they have the standard pink frosted one, and then they have a bunch of other different flavors if you're so inclined. And we got up to the front, and we're like, oh well, maybe we should just try one of these donuts. It's only $10. It's pretty good for a sweet treat, and they're huge.
They're
so
massive, and we were gonna share them. And at this point, we had breakfast. We weren't quite ready to eat, but we're like, oh, a little
so
bit.
You ordered that, and then the drink, and they're like, oh, we don't have the drink cup here, and we're like,
so now we're stuck with this big donut.
We're like, don't.
Nice.
And we're like, okay, well, we'll get the donut. We stood in this line. It was a short line, but we stood in the line
anyway.
Stood
in it.
And so I carried the donut around and we found another drink cup and then we sat down and ate it.
Yeah, all the sugar.
And I was very pleasantly surprised by the
donut.
Actually,
I was expecting it to be like ridiculous and just for Instagram, but it actually tasted really good.
It was delicious.
Yeah,
it was
really good.
One of the best. Like, it's huge, so I thought it was going to be
stale
or something, but it was fresh and delicious. It was like better than any Tim Hortons donut, and I'm gonna lose my Canadian passport for saying this.
They're gonna break down your door. What are you doing?
It tasted better than any Tim Hortons donut I've had in the past like 20 years.
And you know what helped? It was sweet, but it wasn't like sickly sweet.
No, it was the dough was good, and then the frosting was just like perfect on top.
It leaned on pastry more than donut.
Yeah. So I highly recommend, if you're ever in Universal, try one of those giant donuts.
Absolutely ridiculous donuts. So the only thing that I kind of wanted to do when we were there, but I didn't get to, was the three broomsticks. So
yes.
I said, like, we'll definitely do that. But quite frankly, after eating a giant donut, not that hungry.
No.
Weirdly enough.
No, we had some other snacks. And
then we had butterbeer.
Had butterbeer, and I had a couple actual beers.
Yes. Yep. We definitely wanted to try the Jurassic World, I guess it is. Beer.
The Isla Nublar.
Yes, go to Isla Nublar. I have to like specifically say bar.
New bar. They have a special IPA that's Jurassic themed. It looks kind of Jurassic. Yeah. And it comes in a souvenir.
We've got a ridiculous amount of souvenir cups on this trip, by the way.
Souvenir cup, but it's a souvenir beer cup, which is cool.
Which is cool.
And it looks glass, but it's plastic, so it's nice to easy pack.
And then the other thing you did is we got a, you wanted to have a Duff beer.
I wanted to have a Duff beer in Moe's Tavern, because why not?
Exactly.
Duff beer tastes about what you would expect a Duff beer to taste like. So they did a good job with that.
And we had time because we did, like you said, we did most of the attractions right away. And then we kind of like slowed down for, say, we did the tram and then we went and we did Secret Life of Pets and those kinds of things. So then we had a lot of time because we were sticking around to watch the projections on
their version of fireworks, which is, it's mostly projection. There's a little bit of fireworks, but they do it in the Harry Potter land on Hogwarts.
Yeah,
and it's
kind of
like celebrating all the houses.
Exactly.
And it was worth seeing.
I was happy. We wanted
not nearly as painful to watch as a Disney fireworks show, because it's smaller and it's fine.
Quick and it was totally fine. So we did that, and since we had a little time, we were like, oh, let's go have a beer in Moe's Tavern, and so that was kind of fun.
And we shared a pasta at the Minions Cafe
So we did lots of wandering. Mm. Definitely fun. I'm I'm good on my Universal fix now for there until Super Mario comes, or the Mario Land or whatever it's called.
I'm looking forward to
Super Nintendo Land. What's it called?
Nintendo World or something.
Okay, well, anyway,
doesn't matter.
Until that comes out, I'm good now.
Okay, so favorite food item from Universal?
Oh, the donut.
The donut, yeah, absolutely. Recommend that
100%.
A lot, and like for actual food, I would. Even though we didn't have it, I would say the Three Broomsticks looked really cool.
Yeah.
Looked like good theming. Solid food. Yep. Yeah, and good theming and stuff. We sat in the Three Broomsticks patio to drink our butter beer.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
And it felt pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly.
And favorite ride at Universal.
So for me,
other than the tram tour, because that doesn't really count.
Okay, so not including the tram tour. For me, like, you got to do the tram tour.
Yeah,
right?
No, that's just
okay.
Yeah,
I'm actually gonna go Jurassic World.
Okay.
This one was tough. Like, I think we have the top two are their favorites, and I think they just swap a little bit. Mm-hmm. We did the other one that's really really good is the one Harry Potter one. So I'm torn between those two ones. I miss original Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
But I was really not... I was really disappointed when I heard they were redoing it. And it was way better than I thought it was going to be. So I think it was, like, happy that it didn't...
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I super duper miss having the gates open.
The gates are
open.
Such a thing.
And that John Williams score soar as you're passing through the gates. Like,
it's a thing.
That's a thing. They took that away. The Moasaurus screen thing is is a pretty cool illusion.
It's cool.
And the new animatronics are
those are
unreal.
Crazy good.
So
yeah,
I agree. That was like, I was quite disappointed when I heard they were doing all those things. And even the ride through videos didn't do it justice. And I was like, oh, this is dumb.
Yeah, I'm like annoyed about it.
I like, here's the thing. I don't hate the first Jurassic World movie. Like, it's decent as a movie.
Yeah.
I hate the fact that it replaced Jurassic Park in like everything.
Yeah. Right.
And this is just a symptom of that. So it bothered me.
This is a big problem that I think Universal Studios has.
Yeah, they try to chase the newest thing and they don't stick to the classics that are timeless.
Yep.
Anyway, Jurassic Park's really good. Jurassic World. But the new Harry Potter ride.
Oh my goodness.
I went into this pretty much blind. I didn't know. I knew they had a big Harry Potter ride. And
it was in Hogwarts.
And a little roller coaster that was like, meh. This was really cool.
It was so good.
It's like how to make an Omnimover thrilling. That's how I would describe it. Because it's like, it's kind of what I'm assuming that the new Guardians coaster is going to entail as well.
Yeah, I'm curious about that.
It's not as fast as a roller coaster, but it is thrilling.
Oh.
It chucks you around
It really does.
And there's a lot of practical stuff in there. A lot of screens too.
Yeah.
But a lot of practical stuff, which makes it.
Yeah. So the screens bug me a little bit, but also, you know, you're being tossed around a lot. But the practical stuff saved it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because it's not... Yes, it's using the screens, but it's not 100% relying on them. Anyway, I think this was excellent. This was definitely my second choice.
Yeah, no, it is.
I will totally give you. It's probably a better ride.
Yeah, and also the queue is just
unreal. It's crazy.
Like the queue makes it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
We rope dropped it, and we were running through the queue just like... trying not to fall down because you're looking at everything.
And then we're like, you miss all the back when there's a big lineup.
You miss all the pre-shows.
Oh yeah, it's crazy.
And so yeah, we did go. We rode this thing four times.
Yeah, we did.
And one of the times we saw most of the pre-shows.
Yeah,
because it was never super lined up though, because it kind of chews through people because it's like an Omni
mover.
It's just constantly going. So
highly recommend this.
Very good job on that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the other thing to mention is we saw a lot of people doing the wands. Mm-hmm. Not my thing.
No,
it was cool to watch kids do it, though.
I'm not super duper huge on Harry Potter. I was too old when it came out.
Weird age range for it, yeah.
And, like, I'm Lord of the Rings Hobbit guy, and I think that's just, like, kiddie version of that. So
it's not
super my thing. I think they're fine, and I'm glad that people like them. And there's a lot of cool stuff that they do with the wands and all the merch. I wish there was a Lord of the Rings version of that, actually.
I wish. I love how it's, like, permeated, like, public consciousness.
Yeah, and I like how much it got people into reading. Like, it made reading cool.
Yeah, exactly. It's very true. And the thing is, even if you've never read it, you can be like, oh, I'm a total, like, I'm a Hufflepuff, right? Like, and it makes you, like it's excellent merchandising as well, by the way.
Oh, perfect.
But it's, so it really, really works with that. And remember, I was wandering through and I was like, I wish I was more into Harry Potter, so I would appreciate this more. Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, this is super cool.
Yeah, I don't look down on anyone who's into Harry Potter. I just, it's not me. Yeah.
No.
I'm very nerdy about other things.
Yes.
I was like that in
Disney, though, so you know, whatever. The wands look super finicky, is one thing I do want
to
mention.
Yeah, because they have a lot of the interactive stuff, similar to what the Magic Band Plus and the Nintendo World bands are going to do.
Yes.
But it's all through your wand where you have to make movements with your arm specifically.
A very specific way.
And they had a bunch of them in the Harry Potter, and they have a little thing on the ground where you do it.
Yep.
And I saw kids standing there trying to do it for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And literally at every single one, they had a cast member, whatever they call them at Universal Studios.
Right.
Helping people because... Yeah. It was so finicky that they're like, well, you have to do...
Right.
Anyway, that's kind of a bummer, but I don't know.
Okay, other question before we move on from Universal. Butterbeer, worth the hype.
Absolutely. I like this way more than I thought I was going to, so...
Frozen or regular?
Yes.
We didn't have the hot...
It was fairly warm that day.
Yeah, so we didn't have the... They weren't even selling the hot one where we bought them.
So the Frozen hit pretty good.
Yeah.
It was a little less... sickly sweet than the regular, but even the regular wasn't as sickly sweet as I thought it was going to be. They're both really good.
So
though.
Good.
Like,
highly recommend the butterbeer.
I like, as I've heard all the stuff about butterbeer, and I'm like, oh, that's a cool theming thing, but nah, it's probably not going to taste very good.
Right.
Too sweet. I don't know. No, it's awesome.
So good.
It's so good.
So good. And that's what I said was my priority. Is I was going to. I don't care how long the lineup is. I'm getting a butterbeer.
They sell in lots of places, including in a cart by itself.
So you're good.
You're fine. Yeah, you'll be able to get butterbeer. No problem.
I think I waited for like one person in front of me.
Yeah, it's not a thing.
Okay, so happy we did Universal.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
One day is fine.
One day was good. Yep. Knots.
Okay, so this was a little bit of a concession to me as the thrill rider. We didn't go to Six Flags, obviously.
Right.
Because that's way out in the boonies.
Right.
And that would have been very, very expensive to get to through Uber.
True.
And yeah, we just didn't have time. But Knott's is near Disney.
Yes, it is.
Very economical.
Very.
We actually bought a season's pass.
Because
and we only went 2 days.
Yeah, but it's cheaper to do.
Just literally, you go on their website and you select the amount of days you want to go to. And if it's one, they sell a ticket. And if it's more than two, they sell you the annual pass.
Because it's cheaper.
Because it's
yeah.
It's less than the price of two single day tickets.
Right. That's crazy.
And you get all the
and then you get the
discounts
and everything.
All that. Yeah. So we had a couple free days because we were there quite a while.
Yep.
And we only had the 5 day park hopper, and then we were going to go to Universal one day, and then we tried to schedule in a break.
We tried.
So that actually was pretty cool.
Yep.
The Boysenberry Festival was
this
going
was my concession.
On.
This worked really well.
Yes.
You got all the thrill rides, and I was like, I don't care because the Boysenberry Festival's on. I will sit and drink Boysenberry wine or whatever.
Yeah. So
and I did.
So Knott's has some interesting theming. It has. It is almost like a heritage town
yeah.
inside of a theme park.
Right.
So it's got those two things going on. They have the big, big thrill rides.
Yeah.
A slight bummer, there was quite a few things down while we were there.
I was shocked by how many were down.
Yeah. So they have the big accelerator roller coaster that they had just refurbished. Apparently it opened in January and was down again.
Oh my goodness.
So
they've
been having problems with it. I think their plan is to operate it seasonally because it's so finicky.
Okay.
So summer and winter. Okay. I don't know. I was reading about it. Anyway, that kind of was a bummer, but their brand new, their newest roller coaster. I'm not sure exactly when it opened. I didn't look that up, but it definitely wasn't there when we were there the last time, and it is fairly new, like maybe 2019 the earliest.
Mm-hmm.
Was Hang Time.
Yes.
And that might be my new favorite roller coaster that I've ever ridden, because I haven't been on a ton, unfortunately. Sad. But it was awesome.
And I can't even count how many times you rode that thing. I think like six between the 2 days.
Yes, six. I think it was six. And it was four within the first hour that we were in the park.
You just, like,
and I would have done more if I had known.
Yeah.
Because our second day, since everything was down, lineups were insane.
Yeah. So you only rode it twice that day. And
that's,
like, yeah.
So that's what I'll say about Knott's. They don't have the operational savvy of a Disney or Universal. They don't know how to get people on the rides very fast. It's more like your local theme park.
Right.
It has kids that are just doing their summer job or whatever kind of thing.
It's like more an amusement park than a theme park.
Yeah. And
in terms of that kind of thing.
And that's fine. Like, but they have built up, and it's still a B+ theme park. They have a lot of stuff, and the rides are very high end. And there's another rumor that I heard that's not really applicable to our trip, but I heard a rumor that they're putting in a Giga Coaster there.
Ooh, that's cool.
A Giga Coaster. So they have terms for coasters based on the height of their highest drop. And originally there was hyper coasters, and that was anything over 200 feet. To give you an example, you saw Hang Time. Yep. It has that big tower. That was only like 140 feet or something. So think of adding another 60 onto that, and that's when you get to the start of a hyper coaster.
That's insane.
A Giga Coaster is 300.
More insane.
So double Hang Time.
See, that sounds like not fun at all.
Anyway, so there's a rumor that they're building that, and that'd be really good.
But where are they going to put that?
Interestingly, so you know the dead end that we were hanging out in, having our thing, and there was the Whittles, the prospector, that whole dead end area.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Kind of over there and through the parking lot and by the hotel is where the plans are.
Interesting.
Apparently. Interesting. We'll see if it gets approved. It's tough. Knott's is in the middle of a residential area, so they have a lot of noise issues. So there's that, but
Knott's you were happy with though.
I like the rides. I would like better operations.
Yeah.
And less things down, because the crowds,
they were like, crazy.
The last time I was at Knott's, you could almost walk on anything, especially after like say 6 p.m.
Yeah. Totally different this time.
Whereas this time, after the first hour, it was a 2 hour lineup to get on anything.
Yeah.
So we spent a lot of time with the Boysenberry Festival, which was absolutely excellent.
Oh, highly recommend this if they do it again next year, which they probably will. They did it last year.
Knott's, I think, brought this in because Disney likes to do their food and wine, and so it's at the same time, and it's kind of like their competition. Knott's is interesting because they give you less tickets, but they give you more food per ticket.
And alcohol. You can
including
use alcohol.
Boysenberry beer.
Yeah.
Boysenberry Prosecco, Boysenberry Sangria.
And wine.
And Boysenberry wine. So.
And cider. Oh, I had Boysenberry cider.
Oh, and cider.
That was really
good, and they also had a whole separate beer tasting
area. That's right, they had a craft beer tent.
There was a whole barn. It was like a barn, That was absolutely super enjoyable.
Yeah. So I really liked that. Our second time, you said the crowds were nuts, so. Because of that, we didn't ride as much, but we did a lot of, let's go try another Boysenberry thing, and let's go sit and watch the Boysenberry pie thing. So we had to do a lot more of that stuff, and that was very enjoyable as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm always a fan of sitting and people watching, hey?
Yeah.
Okay, you asked me food item for Universal. What was your favorite food item from Boysenberry? Or from Knott's, but you're going to pick a Boysenberry thing.
Oh, that's all we ate there. It was...
No, it's not. We got something to go.
Well, yes, but that... that we didn't need it there. Anyway, I would have lost money on me liking this beforehand. Yep.
I didn't even put it on the list of stuff I wanted to try because I thought you'd hate it.
I thought I would hate it too, but we found it and
It
was weird enough that I was like, "Well, yep. Let's try it," and you'll probably have to eat most of it.
Yeah,
we ended up having two. It was the chicken sandwich, the open-faced donut chicken sandwich. Yeah.
I think this was my winner too.
And it was just a really good piece of chicken on top of a boysenberry filled cream.
Literally donut. A donut. It was delicious.
And it had some boysenberry bacon jam or something on
bacon
it.
Bacon jam and, on top. And arugula.
And arugula, which was great because it has that little bit of spice in there.
And the bacon jam was smoky.
So that was delicious. There were some other good things as well. Yeah.
I wasn't really disappointed in anything. Some things were just better than others.
Their food was really, really good. And
really good drinks.
We walked by some of the other... There was the barbecue. I think it's like the fireman's barbecue pit.
Yeah,
it just smelled so fantastic. Good. But we were focused on the sample.
Although on our last day we did get dinner to go. We did do the fried chicken.
We did
so much food.
Yeah, we're like, well, we'll get the smallest combo pack bucket, and then they kept asking us how many plates and forks, and we said two, and they. And they looked at us like we were insane.
Then we found out why.
Well, I don't know. I think we did a pretty good job considering it all went away.
Yeah, well, I maybe had the mac and cheese for breakfast the next morning.
Just a little bit, though.
Just a little bit, yeah. We did all right.
I don't know. There was like 10, 12 biscuits. Like, I think there was a dozen biscuits.
It was really good, though.
8 pieces of chicken. Yeah. And 2 sides. And I was like, oh, well, 2 sides, whatever.
Yeah. No, they were massive.
We're used to the chicken place here. Our sides are like half a cup each. Yeah. These was like 2 cups each, maybe.
Huge portions.
Maybe 4 cups.
Huge portions for the festival, huge portions for the chicken place. But that is a good tip. If you can't get a table, it was going to be a wait for us. So we just got it to go. And
they have the restaurant and then they have the to-go, which is very, very fast.
Super efficient. I couldn't believe how efficient it was. So yeah, that's a good recommendation. You were happy we did Knott's?
Yeah, Knott's was great. I would go there again. Hopefully there's more stuff open and hopefully they build that new Giga Coaster because it would be nice to have a really solid thrill park that's not out in the boonies like Six Flags.
Right. Well, the nice thing that I like about Knott's is I do like the theming parts there. I was a real big fan of the festival. The one thing with Knott's that's slightly problematic, though, was the lineups, basically.
There's huge, huge lineups. They do sell the fast track pass, but that's basically the same, like, it's paying a second ticket. Like, it's very, very expensive.
Very expensive.
It would be worth it if you were going there one day, I would say. Buy that so you could get on everything without waiting in 2-hour lineups.
Right.
They have good rides. The roller coasters are good. The log flume
was super. That was quite thrilling,
I was shocked at how good that was. They have lots of animatronics in it. And it goes along with the theming.
Yeah.
It's not quite as cool as Splash Mountain, but the thrill is a little bit higher. I think the drops were, or the end drop was better.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but it's faster.
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing more is thrilling. Faster. Yeah.
And then I would say the mine train that you wanted to go on was pretty cool.
That was good.
They have
like
good
that.
Animatronics in there, too.
That was better than I expected, too.
It's not Disney level, but it's still...
Better than I was expecting.
There's some...
The problem that I have with Knott's, I like the area, but if you are someone like me who's good with, like, medium level stuff...
Yeah, there's no medium.
There's nothing. There's like
the only medium ride there is probably like the River Rapids because I don't know, kind of thrilling. There's no drops in it though.
No, but you're like it's spot. I don't know. So I was really happy to go. I really liked it. I'd be totally down to go again and things like that. But if you are someone who's like, oh, I'm gonna ride all these things, like be aware. There's not really there's good stuff for like little kiddie stuff, and there's good like
there's
crazy roller coaster stuff, and there's not a whole lot in between.
No, you got so like. For someone who doesn't like rides, you got the festival boysenberry shooting ride.
Yeah, that was fun.
Which is kind of like Midway Mania. Yep. And you got that River Rapids. And it was closed while we were there. There is a mid-level roller coaster that is probably even slightly tamer than, say, Incredicoaster.
Well, and the ponies wasn't bad.
The ponies wasn't bad either,
Long lineup.
long lineup for what it is, like a 30-second ride. So yeah,
but ponies. Okay, so I really like Knott's. I would definitely do it again, but do be aware of, like, that's where you're at. So, like, for me, I like the theming and stuff, so I was all good. But if you're someone who's like, I want to ride
and
stuff.
And good food, yeah. You could eat happy as if you have someone in your party who likes big roller coasters.
Yep, it fit us very well because of that. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, this is already a long episode, and we haven't even talked about Disney.
Disney.
First of all, Downtown Disney.
Yeah.
Okay, so we did Jazz Kitchen our first night.
Yeah, we actually had two meals yes. in Downtown Disney. Our first night was at Jazz Kitchen. That was kind of our tentative plan.
Yep.
We flew in pretty early in the afternoon, and by the time we got there, it was about supper time, and we went and got walk up because we didn't have reservations or anything, of course. And it was only like half hour,
something like that. Yeah.
So that was fine, and
it was tasty.
It was very good.
Yep.
Delicious drinks. Yep. We ordered some drinks and had some delicious Cajun food. Of course,
my drink had a beignet in it.
It did. A little beignet. Of course, the sticker shock of being in Disney, Disney sit down restaurant prices is a bit of a sticker shock. Like
we knew that.
I knew that, but it is very expensive. Like, I will just reiterate that it is very expensive.
It hurt your Scottish accountant heart.
Yeah, it was very expensive.
Okay.
And then the other place we ate at in Downtown Disney on our rest day,
yes,
was the Ballast Point Brewing restaurant, and we got in on the patio right away because we went early, and that was interesting because it was all mobile order.
Yeah, that was really cool, actually.
We had someone who sat us down and brought us waters, and then you just go through the app and you pay through the app, and
they just bring it to you when it's ready.
Brings it to your table, and I mean, as an introvert, I'm down for that any day of the week. And the beer was good, the food was excellent.
Yep, it was really good. I honestly think we probably ordered more stuff by doing it that way than actually having a person.
Probably.
It's like, look, it's here on the app. Let's just order that as well. Yeah.
Oh, you want some pretzel bites? So you want another beer tasting?
Yeah, okay, sure. Why not? Sure, yeah. So anyway, that was really good. For that one, we had a few beers, and like you said, we got we brought some home as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they also have a fridge there where you can make your own six pack.
Yeah.
And then they have some tall boys as well, and a bunch of merch. It was a little chilly that night, so I bought a hoodie.
Yeah, you did. It was nice, though. I like it. We brought a couple beers back, and we were in our hot tub, and that was enjoyable. Before we talk about Disney itself, the Good Neighbor hotels we stayed at.
So we stayed at Best Western on Catella.
Mm-hmm.
So that is on the south end, kind of by California Adventure, actually. Yes. And we walked up Disney Way right into Downtown Disney was our path to the parks. And that worked fantastically.
I really like that location.
We were there early every morning, but security that way was much simpler than the main entrance.
Yep.
And we got there at the same time or slightly faster than a lot of people at the main
entry. We walk quickly, to be fair.
Yeah. There is slightly more walking that way, but our hotel was great. It had breakfast, which was awesome.
Save some money that way.
Save some money, and also you're eating before, because it started at 6.
Yep.
So we could go be at 6 or shortly after and be done and heading to security before that opens, so we could be ready to get in the parks and be near the front of the rope drop line.
More like when we did that, we were either at the very front or very near the very front of the gates.
Yeah,
so
I touched the rope a couple times.
Yeah, you sure did. So that worked really well because you don't want to, if you're rope dropping, rope drop right.
Yeah, do it right.
And that way we didn't want to eat until later.
If you can't handle the 17, 18 hours on your feet like we did, because we were there the whole time, you can definitely, and it will be worth it, to do rope drop, go back to your hotel for a nap or whatever, and then come back in the evening, because your first 2 hours in the morning and your last 2 hours at night are going to be way better than any other time.
It's 100% true. So 100% true. We were just good to stay the whole time, and we just planned accordingly. But yeah, if you're someone like that, definitely worth it to do that. Okay. So I totally agree. I'd be very happy to stay there again.
Yeah, it was great. The pool was great. They had a little topiary garden, which was
really
cute.
Really cool, yeah. And we also stayed at Disneyland Hotel.
We did.
What did you think of this one?
Well, we got a good discount because, like I said, we were there. Like you said, we were there for
Dapper
Day. Dapper Day, and so the Dapper Day Expo was at the Disneyland Hotel, and it was nice to stay there. We booked a couple nights, and we had another rest day where we just enjoyed the Disneyland Hotel. We explored all the lobbies of the different towers. Yeah. And we ate at Goofy's Kitchen that night. Yay! And we went in the pool, rode the monorail slide.
That's true. Yes, we did.
And stuff like that. I will say I don't know how anybody pays regular price for that place.
Right.
It's cool to be in Disney and like the cast members were really friendly and stuff while you're there, but it's still at the end of the day just a hotel.
Okay. Yeah.
The pool was fine, but like it wasn't that much better than the Best Western one. Like, the Best Western hotel impressed me. The Disneyland hotel didn't impress me as a pool.
Right. So it was very, very crowded.
It was super crowded. There was nowhere to sit.
Yeah.
And, like, there is poolside waiters and menus and stuff. But if you don't have a chair, you're not...
Yeah. You can't have your drink.
You can't have your drink in the pool or the hot tub or anything.
Or near the pool or hot tub.
4 feet away from the water is the rule. So, I mean, fair enough. You don't want people slopping in the...
Of course.
In the thing and stuff. But if you don't have somewhere to sit and relax, You're not ordering anything. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of a bummer. The hotel room's quite large.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And...
I love the headboard. The headboard
is a super nice touch. If you don't know, I'm sure you've taken videos.
Oh, many.
You might have posted one on Instagram. But there's a whole castle with stars behind it, and right on the light switch by the bed, you can flick it, and there's like a music box, and it plays the song, and it lullabies you to sleep, and it's a nice room, but I
loved all the Disney touches everywhere.
For the price we paid on sale for 2 nights, we could stay at a week at the Best Western.
Yeah. No, I get it. It was this, like you said, this was a bucket list item for me. It was something cool we got to do. Unless there's another big crazy sale way down the road, we're not going to get to do it again. So I was very, very happy we got to do it. It was really cool to do then. I do understand, like, it's super expensive. And this is not, like, Californian is more expensive. So if you are a cost-cautious person, this is not the time
to do this. I think the way, if you really want to stay and immerse yourself in that Disney magic, which I get, it's nice to do.
Yeah.
You get a better experience in Florida.
Yeah, and I'm good with that. Disneyland Hotel is the original.
It is.
That's why it was on my list for that.
No, I'm glad we did it, but, like, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Oh, I do.
I don't get it.
I do. The other thing we did that day was we did the Dapper Day Expo. What did you think of this?
This was really interesting. Like, it's basically a trade show, and it's all vintage stuff.
Yeah.
They have a lot of cool stuff.
Super cool stuff.
You bring your credit card,
because,
again, very expensive, especially with us for the exchange rate, unfortunately. But we found some decent stuff. Mm-hmm. I love the style of all those things.
Oh, me too.
It's right up my alley. And it was really cool seeing everybody, a lot of people dressed up for the expo itself, because it was the day before official Dapper Day, but they're all dressed up and they're getting excited. It was fun. They had old cars and like swing band and
people
dancers
were doing dance
and
lessons
stuff.
And yeah, it was cool.
So Dapper Day Expo was pretty cool. I don't know if it's worth the ticket price that you have to get in there.
I think it depends on the person.
Yeah.
Depends on the person, what you're doing.
It's a cool event. So I like, we're there. What's another $15 a person to see it? Like, whatever.
And then the other thing we did that day was Goofy's Kitchen. I'm like circling, getting closer and closer to the park.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Goofy's Kitchen. What do we think of this? Let me preface. When we went, character meet and greets were back. Goofy's Kitchen, when I'd done before, they'd like stop by the table. And I've heard that some character dining is doing that and some is not.
Goofy's Kitchen and Storytellers opened first for character dining.
Yes.
But they were doing like basically walk and waves.
Yes.
And so when we were there, that's basically what they did?
Yeah, kind of. They'd, like, come to your table, but they wouldn't, like, stop and do hugs, but they didn't, like, shy away from you.
Yeah.
They weren't signing autographs, but they weren't, like, let me give you a hug.
Right. And I'm sure...
Except
Goofy at the entrance.
Yes.
You get your full picture, your full... Like, if Goofy's your favorite character, you don't have to wait in a line for Goofy at this place.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's in a chef outfit, which is super adorable.
Super fun. Actually, all their outfits were great. This was Mini Pluto. Well, Goofy, of course. Mini Pluto, Chip and Dale.
And that was it.
And yeah, because it was the four of them and then Goofy occasionally. Mm-hmm. And they'd come through every, I think it was like 20 minutes or so.
They said every 20 minutes, but I swear it was more like 12. Because as soon as we sat down, they did one. And I went to get my food. And before I was done, they were doing another one. And I eat pretty fast, especially at a buffet. Okay, so what did you think about the food at Goofy's Kitchen?
I thought it was fun. The food is like... Some of the food was really good, and some was like, okay.
It's buffet. Yeah. It's buffet-style food. Yeah. There's some good stuff.
They have good variety, I thought.
They had lots of stuff. You had like, adult Asian stuff, and a lot of kid chicken tenders, and you get your chicken nuggies and your... Yeah.
I got peanut butter and jelly pizza.
The macaroni and cheese was actually really good.
That was actually
good.
Really good.
I think I put a little bit of macaroni and cheese on every single one of my plates.
Oh, did you?
It was really just was really good. Creamy and cheesy. Yeah, it was really quite good. Delicious.
I definitely had two pieces of peanut butter.
And I had a lot of the popcorn shrimp.
Oh, I did not have any. So what did you think of the food?
It was fine. I probably ate too much.
Yeah.
This is a little bit of the problem, but... You can get your money's worth if you eat a lot. Especially at Disney prices. So, I didn't have anything bad to say about Goofy's Kitchen.
Would you do another character dining?
I think I would.
I think I would, too.
I would like to check out Storytellers.
I've never done Storytellers. When we talked about doing another one, like, down the road, we said just because of our park style, I've done Minnie and Friends at Plaza Inn before. It used to be that you could get in the park early by doing that. They don't have that right now. What we would do is we would do the last one before they stopped, because it's like a brunch then.
Right.
I've never done Storytellers, and I think that would be really cool. So, yeah.
You could do that as a brunch thing on a California Adventure day as well.
Yeah, that's true.
And make that work. Yeah, no, I would do it again. I it was fun. It's kind of weird because we're two adults.
Who cares?
Sitting at our table for two, and then there's lots of tables.
Yeah,
with
a bunch
of big families. And
12
and
people or whatever.
No, like, it's fine for us, but, like, the characters don't really know how to...
Yeah, how to interact with us.
Like, are you into it or not?
Yeah, no.
And then, but, like, if you make an effort, then they make an effort, too, and it's totally fine.
Yeah, you were grooving with... Yeah. I've got a picture of you and, I think it was Chip. Dale, one of the chipmunks,
yeah.
Where you guys were grooving.
They both had the 3D surgery on
they
the,
did,
in this
they
case.
Did, they did. And no, that was cute. I told Minnie she looked adorable, and she like gave me a little heart.
Lots
and stuff
of hearts
like that.
And stuff. Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
so, no,
it was fun.
You just, if you're into it, they're into it. Yeah. Otherwise, but they look. Right? If there's kids, they just automatically go to the kids, but they go to every table.
And they pose for your camera and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was fun.
It was cute, yeah. I was a little... Dale was doing a lot of booty shaking, all right?
He was getting a little fresh with you. He was. He shook his booty at you a couple times, and he was, like, blowing you kisses and stuff. I don't know. Have
you
to watch
like,
out for that little chipmunk.
Hey, chipmunk here. And then you come back to the table. It was like a whole thing. Yeah. But yeah, it was fun. I was super happy to do it. I'd definitely do it again. I have absolutely no qualms about being an adult in this situation.
No, it was fine. You're only out of place if you make yourself out of place.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly right. And I like that, thinking of that. And we actually saw, for what it's worth, I saw way more, well, it's actually named now, Disney Adults.
Oh, yeah.
Doing things than I had ever seen before. The one night we were in Fantasyland in the evening, and there was literally no children in the lineups.
The Fantasyland evening that we did, which was lovely because there's no lines.
That's fantastic.
But yeah, that we were in line for, I don't know what it was. Like
Snow White, I think.
Snow White, and there was one child in the entire...
Right. And they were like, look, there's one. And it was like three lines of people.
Yeah.
There was no
like,
yeah.
It was a fair, almost walk-on. But,
yeah.
But there was still like, I don't know, 30, 40 people
in
line.
Lines were just
and it was all couples.
Yeah.
Every single one.
Adult couples. Every single one. Yeah. So, you know, if you were at all concerned about like going there, don't.
No, Disney's for everybody.
Yeah,
these
exactly.
Days,
so. Okay, let's talk parks. This is already a very long episode. We haven't got to the Darth Disney.
You might have to do this as a two-parter. I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's okay. That's okay.
So, was 5 days at Disney enough? I know you're going to say no, but it's probably more than enough for most people.
So, while we were there, I had a message from a friend asking that very question. She's a huge Harry Potter fan, and she said, Is one day enough at Universal? And I said, oh, definitely.
Yeah. Even if you're a huge Harry Potter fan, one day's enough.
Yeah. And then she said, well, how many days would you recommend at Disney? I said, I could do 10 and still not have enough.
Right.
Most people who are coming like we are from farther away.
Yeah, farther away.
And you're going, I said you could probably, I would recommend three.
Three, I completely agree with that assessment. Yeah. There's two parks.
Yeah.
You could even do 3 days not park hopping.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that kind of throws a wrench into it. If you have the park hopper, you kind of do things a little differently, maybe a little more pace to your game.
Yeah.
But three would be ideal, especially if you could park hop on the last day.
Yeah.
Because you could do each park once really thoroughly and then hit the good, all the stuff that you either missed, the smaller stuff that you missed, or the favorites on that third day, and you'd feel quite satisfied.
Yeah.
There's lots of little things that you're not going to see if you only do that.
Yeah, but you're going to do that.
Like, we missed a lot of little things, and we were...
Thorough.
Very thorough.
What about you? 5 days?
5 days is about perfect for me. The trouble is, we didn't do quite 5 days. We only did about 4.5 because our last day was Dapper Day. So we were more focused on that than the parks.
Oh, I still feel like we did really well.
We did really well, but that was still more the focus. If it was 5 straight park days, that would have been perfect.
Okay.
For me. Yeah.
So, no, I could easily do definitely more. I'd rather have 3 than 0.
Yeah.
There's a lot, like, we said we were going to do Tom Sawyer's Island. We never went and did that. Nope. Right? So there's a lot of, like, that kind of stuff that, like, we were there 5 days. We were very thorough. We didn't get near to all of it. Like, you're not going to get to do everything.
We did lots of repeats, though, of the big ones, right? So that's the thing. If you only wanted to ride each ride once, you could do that in 3 days.
Yes. Yeah, that's fair. And with a little bit of room for some revisits.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you are like, I would say 3 days is about right for most people.
Mm-hmm.
Number one food. Oh, so we did food and wine. Number one food item for food and wine. Or drink.
Food and wine was interesting. There was lots of carts, and we've talked about food and wine even when we were planning on going there before.
Yes.
It's a little more awkward setup than I was expecting.
Yeah.
Whether that's down to crowd size.
Or the fact that we were there near the end.
Well, near the end.
Yeah.
They have a really neat setup where you order once and you have your receipt and you can go to each booth and just pick it up. That works really well until they say you can't do that.
Yeah. And you don't know that until you're ordering.
Yeah. So you could have stood in a line for 10 minutes and get to the front and say, okay, I want this from Nuts and Bolts Cheese Emporium or whatever it's called.
Okay.
And they'd be like, no, you can only order from here.
Yeah.
So that's unfortunate. Even though they have big signs like order from anywhere. Yeah. So that was just a little disappointing. The food size is pretty small.
For some things, like, I thought you got good bang on certain items were better than others for this.
Yes, certain items were better than others, and it was not always tied to the price, because some of the expensive stuff was pretty small, so I definitely wouldn't want to buy it with cash, because you have your Sip and Saver pass where you tear off the thing, and that's doesn't matter what it costs, you get that item. So I don't know. I would say that the IPA dog was probably my favorite.
Oh, okay.
Thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or the puff pastry.
Oh, black puff, and tan potato puffs. I
the
think
potato
was
puffs.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was really good.
That was good.
My two number one things that I was looking forward to eating there was the peanut butter macaroni and the snickerdoodle macaron. And those were my two favorite things.
What about the carbonara?
That was probably technically the best thing.
Yeah.
It was really, really good. We had that one twice, actually.
We did, yeah.
Yeah, but it was really good.
That was
really
your top tier price one, and it was probably worth it, even though it was still pretty small.
Yeah, but it's pasta.
It's a sample size, right?
Yeah, so it's deceiving. That one was really
the
good.
All the sliders were really good.
The sliders were really good.
I made a point to try all the sliders. Yeah. The French onion slider was...
Oh my goodness, so
good.
Mm-hmm.
And then the sneaky... hidden one, because it wasn't at a booth, it was at Smoke Jumpers.
Right.
The pizza slider was really good.
And we had the Cubano one as well.
And then the Cubano one was fantastic.
Yeah, so the sliders were all really good, too. You had the IPA one twice.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, and that was a cheaper one, so...
It was like 7-something, okay. So it wasn't... It was like mid-level, but right. Yeah.
Okay, so we were there, not only for the return of character meet and greets... but also for the return of some nighttime shows. So we were there for Main Street Electrical Parade and World of Color and Disneyland Forever Fireworks. We didn't sit in the insane line for Electrical Parade, although we did get the popcorn bucket and the sipper.
We did, which we thought when we were there, like, oh, wow. That'll be funny to see all the lineups.
Well, we saw that 7-hour Figment lineup.
Yeah, so we were assuming it's going to be Figment Popcorn Bucket Part 2.
Exactly.
We were making jokes about it. We were in the parks that day when they... So we were in the parks both the soft launch of Main Street Electrical Light Parade, which was the Wednesday, which no one knew about until like it was happening. And we were actually in California Adventure that evening, and we're like, oh, should we go and try? Mm-hmm. Nah. Whatever. The parade wasn't high on my list. I know you kind of wanted to see it. We saw bits and pieces of it.
We saw almost all of it.
Just not standing in line.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you could spend 2 hours.
Yep, especially then.
For that first day, like, to get a spot to see it, you would spend 2 hours. And that's not what I want to do with my time. So that's fine. We did get a fast pass or virtual queue for World of Color.
We did. Let's finish talking the sippers and the popcorn buckets first. So it wasn't a 7-hour lineup.
No. Well, it was. It was never a 7-hour lineup. There was some very significant lineups for it.
Yes, they saw pictures.
They had a run on merch that first day.
We went to California Adventure that day, and we saw the crazy lineup.
There was huge, like, yeah, we're in line for Rope Drop at California Adventure, and we look behind us, and we're like, wow, look at Disneyland. And yeah, Disneyland was maxed out at Rope Drop, like, just insane. And we're like, oh, yeah, right, okay. So we're like, okay, everything's going to be gone.
Yeah.
We went over to Disneyland at, what, 3:30 p.m., something like that. Emporium looked pretty picked over. They had a Main Street Electrical Light Parade section there, but there was very little left there. And then we saw the huge lineup for the sipper on Main Street. And we're like, oh, yeah, right. Look at those dumb people.
Yeah.
And kept walking into Tomorrowland because I think we had a Genie Plus for Space Mountain or something. And then there was a tiny little line for the sipper in Tomorrowland.
Yeah, I was the third person in line.
It's like 100 feet over there. There's an hour lineup. Anyway, so if you looked, it wasn't a big lineup at all.
And
in fact, we stood in line for the popcorn bucket that was slightly longer, and someone was like, what is everybody lined up for? Oh, it's those dragon things. What are the dragon things?
Yeah.
And then you explained it to them.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, cool. And then they stood in the line.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't really care, but it was short enough line that they were willing to stand in.
Exactly.
Because a lot of people were walking around with them at that point, and it was a thing that day, let me tell you.
So we ended up, we didn't think we were going to get them, but we ended up with a popcorn bucket and a sipper just because of how easy that lineup was. And then...
And they're really
so cool. And they light up!
They light up.
And then later I actually got the ears. The lounge fly. I said I got lounge fly ears. They're the Main Street Electrical Parade ones.
Yeah, so those were supposedly sold out, but then we walked into World of Disney
had them.
And there was a bunch there.
But then we walked through again later and there were no more.
Then they were gone. Like, they must have just, like, restocked Sneaky or something.
A
I don't know.
Box came out and then we yanked.
But there was a bunch and then there was none.
Yeah. And they didn't have the backpack when I was there, which is the thing I said.
Yeah, I don't think that came at all.
No, I don't think it did. But they had the light-up necklaces, and so Tomorrowland, people. Tomorrowland. We waited in almost no lineup whatsoever, and we still got it opening.
If there's ever a fancy popcorn bucket at Disneyland, Tomorrowland. Apparently, they were also doing mobile orders through the Galactic Grill
with the popcorn bucket. Yeah. So, and there's a couple different things. Like, for example, if you got them from the churro stand, then you could get a churro with it or anything like that. We just got, like, the box of popcorn. So if you care about, like, what you're getting with it...
I don't think you get a churro. I think you got fries at Galactic Grill.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So if you care what you're getting with it, like, that might determine.
Right,
because for me...
The sipper cart that you got them from, your only option was water.
Yeah, you got a bottle of water.
So if you really wanted to pop, you were out of luck.
Yeah, but that's fine.
That's not what people were there
for. Short lineup sipper.
No,
exactly. Okay, so you mentioned Genie Plus. What did you think about Genie Plus?
So we got it almost every day that we were there.
4 out of the 5 days.
Yeah. We skipped the one day, and the one day that we were there was the Wednesday, and it was a shorter day and slightly less busy.
Right.
So that was fine. We were still able to ride a bunch of stuff. But I think in Disneyland, Genie Plus is super worth it. Especially if you want any pictures.
Right.
You get to go on all the rides that you want, especially if you know how to play the game.
Yeah.
You get pretty good at what to book. Because as the day goes on, and if you're there all day, some of the rides you don't need the Genie Plus for anymore at all. So right. You want to use that during the prime. If you're wanting to go on rides during the prime time, you need Genie Plus, because otherwise you're going to go on two things as opposed to like five.
Right, yep.
But the pictures are super, super cool.
Yeah.
Any PhotoPass person, it's included. Any ride photos, which are somewhat less. You got Splash Mountain, Space Mountain, and Guardians, and Incredicoaster.
Yep.
That's about it. But
and Radiator Springs.
Oh, and Radiator Springs. That's right. Except the one time it didn't work for us. But that's beside the point.
It was really good to have for Dapper Day. We really liked that.
Yeah,
that
was going to be what I was saying. So we were there for Dapper Day. Mm-hmm. And we weren't planning on like going on rides very hard. So we were debating whether we'd get Genie Plus at all. And I was like, well, I want people to take pictures.
Right.
Of us, so I'll get at least one.
Yeah.
And if you're getting one, you might as well get the other one, because we didn't really want to stand in line in our uncomfortable shoes either.
Right. And it was our last day.
And it was our last day.
We wanted to ride a few things one last time. And
so anyway, we made good use of it that day for both, but we got like a ton of pictures.
Yes. Yes. They're super fun. Now, I will say the pictures mattered a lot to us. Dapper Day, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But also, there are only two of us.
Yeah.
So that means one of us is not in the picture if we're not doing PhotoPass. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, or there is some nice people that will take your picture if you
of
ask
course,
them.
Yeah.
Or if you go to a PhotoPass person, they'll use your phone and take a picture of you too.
That's also true.
But you get a better picture if they're doing
Can I say my happy PhotoPass thing about the Star Wars night?
Sure.
Okay. So we were there with friends a couple of the evenings, and we specifically planned, they had lightsabers, and we were going to do some pictures. And I was standing there, and I was in a denim shirt or whatever. And so I was standing there waiting for you to take some pictures, and I was holding the other lightsaber. And the one PhotoPass person, I was asking about my shirt, because my shirt is covered in patches and embroidered. I have like Star Wars stuff on it. And there were a couple of them standing there, and they said, oh, where'd you get that? And I said, I made it, because I did. And the one guy looks at me, and he looks at my shirt, and he says, okay, you need to come with me. So then I followed him, and I'm still holding this other lightsaber, and he did, like, a special photo shoot in this one little area, because he thought my shirt was so cool. Anyway, it was super fun.
Mm-hmm. No, and like, yeah, PhotoPass is really good. They have lots of good ideas for poses.
Yeah.
And stuff like that, so.
They had a few magic things that we did. And you had a porg on your shoulder.
There's, a few magic things, which, whatever, it's funny, but the poses.
The poses were actually
the poses
cool.
And, like, the lighting and all that.
Yeah.
They know what, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So, it worked out really well that way. So, yeah, a thumbs up on Genie Plus, especially if you're going there, like we said, for the 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
100%. You need that.
Yeah.
More you could make it work if you were not worried about the middle of the day as much.
Right. Like, if you're someone who is going to go back and go for a swim or something in the middle of day,
mm-hmm.
then maybe not. But for us, we made use of the pictures.
You make use of the pictures, and I like playing the game.
Yeah, you said it's like winning
things.
A game.
It's winning a game.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, because you got to pick what you're booking.
Mm-hmm.
And if a ride's more popular, the time that you book goes later. But as soon as you use it, you can book another one or 2 hours. So you kind of have to make that judgment call. If I'm going to book something super popular that the return time is more than 2 hours, and I am with 2 hours without mm-hmm. without a Genie Plus return, all these things, it's fun. And since we were there we did it 4 times,
yeah.
I got to play with that even more.
Yeah. We did a lot of rides every day.
We did.
Do you know which the day that we did the fewest, how many we still did?
Like 17 or something?
It was 17.
That was Dapper Day.
That was Dapper Day.
So what did you think of Dapper Day?
I absolutely loved it. It was so much
fun. So maybe you should explain Dapper Day.
So Dapper Day, the premise behind it, it's an outing, first of all. It's the Dapper Day outing.
An unofficial
mm-hmm.
kind of club thing.
Yeah.
And
the whole premise behind it, it's very vintage inspired. But the premise behind it is you dress up to go to the parks like they used to do when it opened in 1955.
Yeah, you see those photos from opening day Disneyland in 1955. Everyone's in suits and fancy dresses. And
exactly. Exactly. So most people do vintage. Not everyone. Some people just dress up fancy. But it was, first of all, there were way more people who took part than I was expecting.
A lot.
Yeah.
People watching that day is fantastic.
It was so good. We're also fans of Disney Bounding.
Yes.
And so
we combined the
exactly,
two.
Exactly. Yeah. As quite a few people did, but
quite
not
a few.
Everyone.
Not everyone, but quite a few.
So that was even better people watching, because you'd be like, oh, there's, you know, so-and-so who's dressed like so-and-so, right? So it was like vintage takes on all these different things. Some of our favorites, we saw it was a family, but they were the emotions from Inside Out, and
they were fantastic.
It was so good.
Yeah.
So good. But yeah, like their vintage takes on just outfits, or these ones were Disney bounding as well. So it was so much fun.
My favorites, that family, the Peggy Carter, Steve
yes.
Rogers, and him in his brown military uniform from pre-serum times.
That
was really,
really good.
Really good. And the Indy's father.
Oh, my goodness.
That
we
was
saw him a couple times. That was crazy.
That was... I'm surprised they let him into a park, because it just looked like a costume. Like, it looked like Sean Connery.
It literally looked like Sean Connery.
30 years ago.
Yeah.
Like,
just walking around.
I was like...
We did a double take.
So, yeah, I would maybe avoid going that hard on costume, because... Like, it's still not costume.
Yeah, they're pretty
lenient.
But
they are a little more lenient that
but
day.
But you don't want to show up at... Well, yeah. It was so much fun. I was really, really... This was another one on my bucket list, because I love this style and everything. And as soon as I had heard about it, I was like, I want to do this. And, it was even better. It was also... quite fun to be like in your gloves and your little handbag, and here I'm going to shove my dress down into Space Mountain.
Yeah. Yeah, you had some fun getting into some of those rides, because you had some crinoline.
Matterhorn was the big one.
Yeah, Matterhorn, and we rode that twice.
I know,
because there was no lineup. I don't know, the parade was going on.
Yeah, so anyway, what did you think of Dapper Day?
Other
than cool people watching,
I loved it.
I would do it again in a heartbeat.
I thought it was going to be cool, but it was like way better than I was thinking. And
agreed.
And I thought it was going to be pretty cool. So, I don't know.
I would do it again in a heartbeat. You liked that so many people commented on your outfit.
Yeah, I was very popular that day. That's another reason I liked it, probably.
Yes. Well, especially, you were quite popular, even with the characters. We had cast members come over, like, track us down to tell us that they liked our outfits. Characters, and one in particular...
Well, two in particular, but...
well, yes, yeah.
So, well, three, technically, in particular. But... Go check out our Instagram to see photos of our outfits. But we were dapper bounding as C-3PO and R2-D2.
Yes, and we did a size swap.
We did a size swap. Yes, we were. I'm the tall, skinny one.
Yeah.
And I was R2-D2.
Yes, I am neither tall nor skinny, and I was C-3PO.
Yeah. So it was funny that way, but we were in Batuu, because of course dressed up like Star Wars, so
there,
go take some pictures there. And R2 was patrolling around by the Falcon, and I walked up to him, and he, or whoever was controlling him,
R2,
was very happy to see me.
Yeah, happy beeps.
He kind of did a little dance and did some happy beeps, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, that's cool, and I got some cool pictures standing beside R2, looking like R2 with my blue suspenders and stuff. That was super fun. And then later we were walking by the Falcon, and that was the first time we'd seen them, but it was Rey and Chewie.
Yes.
We're working on the Falcon. They had their wrenches out and they were talking to each other and kind of like posing for pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's cool. When we walked up to where the fence was and kind of looking at them and taking pictures. And then all of a sudden Chewie turned around and like literally dropped his wrench and came running.
Yeah, and then so we had quite a nice interaction with them.
Yeah.
As well.
And
they
had a nice conversation with us about...
Rey thought I should swap out C-3PO.
She thought you were a better C-3PO.
Yeah,
And the real C-3PO can go off with Poe or something like that.
Yeah, they'd be good
for
each other.
Yeah. So,
but Chewie was like...
Yeah, Chewie was chewing at me quite significantly, and it was fantastic.
Yeah.
So, okay, Dapper Day was really cool. Food and Wine was really cool.
Yeah.
You really enjoyed your Dole Whips.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed my Churro! But what was your favorite ride?
Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion.
Or Splash Mountain. I have three favorite rides and one was closed.
Yes, Pirates was closed.
So either Splash Mountain or Haunted Mansion. Splash Mountain we rode a few times.
I swallowed some Splash Mountain water, so it is a part of me now. I embody
the
zippity doodah.
Laughing or yelling during a splash, and it like went in your face.
The middle, there's three drops. Yeah. One's small, one's in the dark and a little bigger, but it does a little mini dip in it. And I don't know.
That's
it was
the one
like,
that always gets me the
It
wettest.
Was like the fourth time that we did it, so I don't know why, but like when it did the dip, I thought it was over, and like the actual tidal wave came after.
You made a mistake.
So my mouth was open, and I was like trying to say something, and I swallowed like a cup of Splash Mountain water.
That's so funny. Well, you haven't died yet.
Yeah, I'm probably fine. Splash Mountain's really good. The clear winner for me...
Yeah.
Obviously.
Right. Okay.
Is Rise of the Resistance.
Of course. Yeah. No, that's amazing.
We avoided spoilers for this. We had no idea what we were walking into. We went straight into the standby line in the middle of our first day. It said 85.
Oh, right.
We were on the first part of the ride in like 40, and we were off in 60.
Okay.
It's very involved and absolutely blows your mind. Like it's crazy.
It's definitely like the best. You didn't ask what I thought the best one was. You asked me what my favorite one was.
Fair enough.
Yeah. It's definitely like the best attraction I've ever been on. Mm-hmm. It is insane. It's like mind blowing.
The technology, it makes you really excited for what they're going to build in the next 30 years, right?
It's true. Yeah. It's crazy. It's next level awesome. So that I'm not surprised at all. You said that one. Definitely worth a lineup.
And I also begrudgingly liked Guardians, which is what we rode the most.
Yes.
I am still a really, really big fan of Tower of Terror. I'm glad it still exists in Florida.
Yep.
The Guardians version is a decent try at reskinning it.
Yep. It was fun. Clearly, we rode it a lot.
Yeah. No, it's still a fun ride. I still prefer Tower of Terror, but it's fine.
Yeah. Okay. This was also my first time on Radiator Springs Racers.
That blew
That's
me
my
away
favorite
as well.
Attraction in California Adventure.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just, it's absolutely totally understand your...
You and everyone else's, because that one was lined up.
That was always
just as bad as Rise of the Resistance.
If not worse sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But yes, we spent a lot of time at DCA, actually.
Yeah. Well, food and wine and the Guardians draw and the Avengers campus
so
draw.
So that was my next question. Yeah. So this was the new Avengers campus. What did you think?
It sucks because it's too small.
Yeah.
It is crammed in a little tiny spot. The theming of the restaurant is really good.
Yeah. So when they were first opening, remember we said that was the thing we were most excited for. Yeah.
And
nailed it.
Well founded. The food was really good. We ate there. We had the giant pretzel. We had the funny chicken burger.
Yeah. I had the cool drink.
Yeah, and you had a couple cool drinks from there.
That's true.
And the beer is good. Yeah, no, Pim's is a great restaurant.
Okay.
Fully on board for that. We didn't have any shawarma or anything like that. Maybe next time.
Food and wine.
But it was cool seeing the characters walking around.
You saw Moon Knight.
And Moon Knight was there, yes.
Yeah, and Mr. Knight, too. But Moon Knight was up being all moody and...
Yeah, Moon Knight literally just showed up next to the Quinjet and stood there with his glowing eyes.
Yeah.
At night,
at
only.
At night, only show up at nighttime. So that was really cool.
Yeah.
The other new land, of course, was Galaxy's Edge. What did we think of this one?
Yeah, it was basically what I was expecting, which was awesome gaming and, seeing the Falcon in person, like the details there. The First Order ship actually looks really, really cool at night. Batu in general looks really cool at night.
Right.
The Ronto Roasters area is a great themed restaurant as well.
What do you think of the Blue Milk?
And the Milk Stand.
Yes.
Blue Milk was better than I was expecting. Like, I had heard mixed reviews of the milk. I wanted to try the milk, and we tried all three milks.
Yes, we did.
Blue Milk is far and away my favorite. And
I like the green a lot, but blue is still good.
No, Blue Milk was delicious, and it's really good on a hot day because it's cold and slushy. And
frosty.
Yum.
Mm-hmm. If you like coconut.
So, okay, I promised this. I teased this earlier.
Okay.
Blue Milk
or
milk versus butterbeer, because that's Universal and Disney's, like, cold... super themed drinks. They're not quite the same, but they're right in that same family. So
same target audience. Which one's your favorite?
Blue Milk.
Okay. if I'm going drink for drink, it's probably Butterbeer.
Yeah, fair enough. Butterbeer was like way better.
If I'm choosing between sitting in Hogwarts drinking Butterbeer and sitting in Batuu drinking Blue Milk, I'm going to pick Blue Milk. But if I'm going just the two drinks in front of me, then I'm going to go Butterbeer.
Okay. Yeah. Frozen or regular?
No. Not deciding.
No.
Yeah. I would like drink half the frozen and be like, oh, that's the best one. And then I drink half the regular and be like, no, I lied. That's the best one. And yeah, no, they're just excellent.
I will say the frozen Butterbeer lasts a little longer.
True.
Because it's frozen, so it doesn't, like, you can't pour it down your gullet like that. But I don't know. Yeah, they were both really good. Yeah. On a really hot day, you want to go for the...
So good.
You want to go for the frozen.
Yes.
But...
Yeah, I would like to try the hot one at some point, but... I don't know when, because, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's never cold enough in California for a hot drink. Sorry.
I bet it sounds delicious.
Maybe at nighttime.
Maybe. Yeah, we could have done that, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, good. Yes. Good, good.
So, I don't know. We've rambled on quite a bit.
Yep.
Disneyland's pretty cool.
I want to go back.
Yeah. All the parks in California are pretty cool.
Yeah, but especially Disneyland.
Especially Disneyland.
Yep. I even got Brandon to go to the Tiki Room.
We went to the Tiki Room.
And Small World.
Went on Small World. They offered to let us loop. It's a Small World.
Yeah. We had a boat to
ourselves. I said no.
He thought that was funny.
When someone asks if you want to go on Small World again.
I say yes.
You say no.
I say yes.
And no. Yeah. And we mostly got on a ride right at midnight.
Yep.
Most of the nights when we closed it down.
Yep.
Indiana Jones a couple times, actually.
Yep. That was a good one for last. Our first ride of our trip was, and our last one was, Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion. Yeah, that's right.
That was a good last ride.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, I did miss Pirates.
Yeah, I did it. I did a lot, actually.
Yeah, you did more than you were expecting, I think. But I was so, so happy to get to ride Splash Mountain again.
Yeah.
And we did several times. So.
That was a nice bonus.
Yeah.
That we thought we were never going to get the original Splash Mountain ever again.
Exactly.
And I don't know. Who knows? It might still be there by the time we get back. They haven't announced anything.
No, nope, but it depends when we're going back.
I don't know. It was like 12 years between the last time, so maybe we'll have that. That's pretty good.
No, it was actually 14 years.
Oh, okay, have that then.
No, and that
is twice as good. That's twice as good.
Too long. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay, well, I know this is a long episode, but we actually have some trivia to review.
Oh my goodness.
So, last episode we were talking Adventureland. We went to Adventureland.
We did.
Many a time.
I have pictures of the sign and everything. True. That was the first land we stepped into, actually.
That's very true. We were standing at the rope. Like, first question was, there's a tiny little home of a leprechaun you can find in Adventureland if you know where to look. What's the leprechaun's name? This is what you said.
Larry. Larry the leprechaun.
Okay.
I was probably right.
You were definitely not right.
I think the leprechaun doesn't even know what his name is.
His name is Patrick Begora. And Lindsay told me I should make fun of you for not even picking a very leprechaun-y name for your guest.
Yeah, went alliteration.
You couldn't guess, like, Finnegan or something?
I went alliteration.
That's fair. All right. Number two. Approximately how many replicated skulls are there in the Indiana Jones attraction? This is what you said.
More than 1,000. Well, I hadn't been there in a long time. There's a lot of dang skulls.
Yeah, so now it makes sense that the answer is more than 2,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
a lot of skulls.
There's a lot of skulls. Even in the queue, there's a lot of skulls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And number three, from 1998 to 2011, the Tiki Room went under refurbishment and came back as the Enchanted Tiki Room under new management. Two bird characters were animated from animated Disney movies were managers in the reimagined attraction. I asked you to name one of them, but you actually named both. You are absolutely correct.
It was Zazu and Iago, was it not?
Good job.
Yeah, I knew that.
So that is our show for this week. Before we do that, though, we have to give a very special shout-out.
A kind of a bittersweet shout-out.
Absolutely. This is our very last week being on Magic of the Mouse Radio. We talk about it every week, how they're awesome, and you should listen to them. But it is, as of Wednesday this week, Magic of the Mouse Radio is no more.
Going off the air.
Yeah.
Signing off,
yeah. So... hopefully you're listening Monday and you can, like, you know, give them a listen for the next couple days, but it has been awesome.
Yeah,
and
we've really appreciated them playing our podcast. Mm-hmm. And them existing so we could listen to some Disney tunes.
Yep. And some other Disney podcasts.
Yeah, so congrats to them on a successful couple year run.
Mm-hmm.
as a radio station. They had quite a few listeners.
Yep.
And wish them the best of luck with whatever project they have up their sleeves next. Mm-hmm.
And I will say, I've heard through the grapevine that Bill over on Magic of the Mouse Radio has been asked to be guests on a couple people's podcasts. So I think I might have to give that a listen as well.
Excellent.
Hear what he has to say about running it and everything like that.
I can't say as I blame him. That's probably a lot of work, especially wrangling all these podcast people trying to record. I know sometimes we're pushing the envelope on deadlines and things like that. So, yeah, it's been great.
Yeah,
and we're a little sad,
but also wish them absolute best.
These things happen, and
yeah, and thank you very much for everything you've done. Yeah. Well, on that note, that is our show for the week. Thank you, El Mule, who's responsible for the theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work as well as our social media contact information at disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. And you can also email us through there. We are on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Our YouTube channel is called Adventures A. Everything else, if you go Disney A, you'll find us. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you so much. And if you haven't yet, please do. It helps others find us and is just extra awesome, especially on Apple Podcasts. In case you're wondering, we did not get the 2 new reviews on Apple Podcasts. So that video you shot of me and Mickey's Wheel of Death is just going to have to stay on your phone for now.
Oh, no. That was a live stream thing. I shot the video.
Yeah, you did.
It just didn't get posted live.
No.
So I'm going to post it later.
Only after there's been 2
Whatever I feel like.
No. If you know someone who might like listening to us or who wants to watch that video, be sure to recommend us to them. Next week, we're chatting how Pirates was, you know, how Pirates was closed and we were sad about that?
Yeah.
We're talking all about Pirates.
Yeah, now. Let's bring in the piratey mood.
Exactly, because we missed it.
Yeah, well, and there's some Johnny Depp's in the news, too.
Yeah, exactly. So, movies and the attraction and all that fun stuff.
Of course, we did see Jack Sparrow in the park, though.
We did. So we'll talk Pirates of the Caribbean, but other Disney pirates as well.
Like Captain Hook.
That's mostly it.
Yeah. Okay.
So until then, I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
Till that next adventure.
And I'm Elliot. I mean,
yeah, there we go. Oh, TTFN ta-ta for now. You totally threw me there.
Thanks for listening to Disney, eh?
I embody the zippity doodah.